Imagine a rural landscape in your mind. What do you see? I'm Chanel Varani, director of the Star Theater at Morehead State University's Space Science Center and host of Our Island Universe. Here in eastern Kentucky, one of our most iconic images we have is that of an old farmhouse with an adjacent red barn. Indeed, red barns are as American as apple pie. But why are barns painted red, and what is its connection to the stars? In the past, farmers did not have the enormous choice of paint colors and sealers that we do today. They needed a solution that was cheap and readily available. So farmers would seal their barns with linseed oil, which is an orange-colored oil derived from the seeds of the flax plant. To this oil, they would add ingredients like milk and lime, but also ferrous oxide, otherwise known as rust. Rust was plentiful on farms, and because it killed fungi and mosses that might grow in barns, it was very effective as a sealant. The resulting mixture would turn red in color. But what's the connection of red barns to stars? Rust is plentiful because of where the iron in it comes from. The centers of massive stars that explode, littering their immediate interstellar neighborhood with the stuff produced in its core. As a massive star explodes, the shockwave from the supernova may cause an otherwise dormant giant cloud of gas to collapse. As the material from this giant cloud of gas falls to the center, new stars may form. Some of the material that doesn't fall in may stick together to form planets that will orbit this new star. But this collapsing cloud is now also enriched with the material produced in previous generations of stars. Indeed, the calcium in our bones, the oxygen we breathe, the nitrogen in our air, the carbon-based life form that we are, and yes, the iron in paint that makes barns red can all be traced to massive stars that lived and died. In the mid to late 1800s, as paints began to be produced with chemical pigments, red paint was the most inexpensive to buy. As European settlers crossed over to America, they brought with them the tradition of red barns. However, the connection of the periodic table of elements with the stars remained. So the next time you drive down an old country road, see an idyllic old farmhouse with a red barn nearby, remember that the ingredients in that paint can be traced to stars that lived and died billions of years ago. Our Island Universe is produced by WMKY in cooperation with Physics, Earth Science, and Space Systems Engineering at Morehead State University, home to the Ronald G. Eglin Space Science Center. Learn more at morehedstate.edu/StarTheater.